it's time to get your business in gear. Do you feel that sometimes you're in the right industry, but you're not attracting the right clients? Well, let's figure it out intimately. With Tamaron is a one-hour show presenting you with simple and basic tips to help you create a more intimate, fulfilling business and personal life. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled, interactive, intimate hour with me, Tamaron. I've created this show to provide you, my listeners, with some of the top experts in the world who can help us all create more fun, passion, and intimacy back into our professional and our personal lives. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing, and how can we make that time more fun, honorable, and pleasurable? And those are the questions that I ask myself a lot, and I'm sure you are feeling the same way. Many of us live crazy, hectic lives, and at some point we feel like something is just missing. And I think I found the answer for me in my life, and so I want to share this. And what I realized was that I was lacking deep intimacy in my life, and it was affecting my personal and my business relationships. I felt lonely, misunderstood, and I also felt that somehow I was dying on the inside. And how could that be? I knew that I was a genuine, caring, loving person, but how come I wasn't happy? How come I felt so terrible and I couldn't explain it? Well, I was determined to find my own answers, and through much prayer and faith, I set out on a path that clearly showed me the way. But I wanted the quick answers, and don't we all? But being as stubborn as I am, my life showed me something that was really unexpected. And I was looking for happiness, love, and all that abundance in the wrong place. I was looking for everyone else in my life to provide it for me. And I was expecting it to show up just like in the movies or on TV. And I thought I was entitled. And after working with other leaders and coaches and motivational speakers and reading some awesome books, this all gave me the tools and the tips on how to get the answer. And after walking down that path for well over 10 years, I got it. And I just about fell over when I realized the truth. How come no one teaches you this stuff in school? ABC 123 doesn't even compare to what I had learned. And this was like the treasure in the treasure box that we all hope to find, secretly hidden in our house somewhere or buried in that backyard from our ancestors. I found me. And I realized that old cliche, no one else can make me happy, no one else can provide for me, and no one else can even satisfy my needs. And it isn't their job. It's my job. So what did it mean? It meant figure out what excites me. Figure out what scares me. Figure out what I would love to try doing. Figure what I'm feeling and figure out a way to communicate it all. I was lacking deep communication skills, and I didn't have a clue to understand what I was feeling and how to express it. So I learned because I was forced to learn, and I kept on learning. I loved to read, take courses, meet others, and share experiences. And lo and behold, I became so grounded, I felt so fulfilled and so happy that I can't stop smiling because I love my life and I love me. And then some incredible things started happening for me where I was attracting beautiful people into my life, personally and professionally. And I became very intimate with myself and others. And that just created beautiful, passionate love in my life. And for me, that loneliness dissipated. And people trust me and they want to share. So I've designed this show to help you do the same. So sit back and enjoy as we all learn how to figure it out intimately, as I bring on amazing guests, co-hosts, and we share beautiful stories, challenges, and some great tips on how to give you all that fun, passion, and intimacy back into your life that you deserve also. If you'd like to call in and ask questions, the number is always toll-free at 1-888-346-9141. Or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so at tamaron@figureitoutlive.com or hit the email host button here on the Empowerment Channel. So today, I'm very excited. I actually have two guests. They are joined together. They are partners in business. And what a thrill to have them on here. They have so many things happening in their personal and business lives. So we've got a lot to share with you guys today. We've got Kevin Dunn and Ava Schreiber of Schreiber Dunn Group. And I'm going to let them share a little bit about what's happening in their life. But I'm going to give you guys just their quick bio right now because they're such interesting people. Kevin Dunn has had a lifetime of teaching others, from instructing scuba diving to mountain operations during his 15 years in the Army Reserves, where he retired as a sergeant in 2005. Kevin has held several civilian positions, from construction engineering to an Ontario provincial police constable, along with owning a custom-designed sewing and manufacturing company, creating highly specialized gear. And as a master of many trades, Kevin brings a unique and diverse skill set to his consulting practice. Ava Shriver has an amazing intuitive skill set and an ability to tap into and communicate with one's inner wisdom, assisting a person to let go of unconscious barriers to healing, learning, and success. A highly trained advanced cranial sacral therapist and teacher assistant with the prestigious Upledger Institute in Florida, Ava has had a very successful therapy business for the past 12 years, and since teaming up with her husband, Kevin, has helped people around the world transform their lives. So Kevin and Ava work together in their business, Shriver Dunn Group, as consultants and trainers using the powerful tools of NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnosis to help individuals and businesses transform. Their passion for helping people and teaching has led them to develop their own trainings, which they do co-facilitate. Kevin continues his education in biopsychosocial development, and Ava is currently in the PhD track to be a doctor in natural medicine. So, wow, what an intro for you two. Thank you so much, Kevin and Ava, for being guests on my show today.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Tamron.
Awesome.
Thank you, Tamron.
Here we are. She's in the background there, Ava. So you guys have a lot of stuff going on in your business. You sound like you're a mirror of me. I love to have people on here who are really doing amazing things in the world, so I'm really excited to have you guys here. So I just want to remind the guests, check out your website, ShriverDunn.com, and I'm going to spell that right now, ShriverDunn.com. So you guys, Kevin and Ava, what exactly is your business right now? What are you guys doing?
Well, Shriver Dunn Group is a global consulting and training company. We have focused on using the tools of NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnosis, along with a little bit of intuition, to help us really assist people in blowing out barriers to success. It's been quite a journey, and we've helped literally people all over the world of all different backgrounds, ethnic origins, and it's really spectacular to be a part of the transformations.
Yeah, so that's interesting. I don't personally know a lot about NLP. It comes up a lot for me. I know a lot of people who are actually doing that. So I might ask you guys some questions about that a little bit later on when we get into that. But where exactly is your business now? You say you're a global business, but where are you guys?
Well, our headquarters here is in Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Oh, woohoo!
It's a little town in northwestern Ontario, right at the head of Lake Superior.
Right.
And I have family here myself, and I had the wonderful opportunity of growing up overseas. So the globalness of this business has certainly always been a part of everything we've done. Even traveling overseas with our kids in 2012 to India for 8 months, just to give them that experience of worldwide travel.
Right. So is that why you guys chose to come back to Thunder Bay? Like, what defined you guys to come back if you've been all around the world?
Well, we really took a long, hard look at what was important in life, and family certainly played a role in that. It's a great opportunity. We looked also too at the business opportunities here. There really isn't anybody doing NLP or the work that we want to do in this area. So we thought it was a great fit. We've always been passionate about sharing what we do with anybody wherever we are. Mm-hmm. And the combination of family and business, it just clicked.
Right. So do you feel that the majority of your clients are going to be in Thunder Bay, or is it sort of 50-50 where you can work with other people all around the world?
Well,
I'll jump in here, Tamron. I'll jump in here and let you know that we do think that we're going to have a great base here in Thunder Bay, and that's really the way that we look at it. But because our clientele is actually around the world and we're able to do this work remotely, We feel that there's great potential for maybe perhaps the majority of the clientele to be outside Thunder Bay. But it's really important for us to have a really solid foundation here before we actually take our business beyond northwestern Ontario. So that's where our focus is going to be for the next few months, to really just make that solid foundation, put those roots down, something we haven't done over the last few years. We haven't put those roots down really deep. So this is our opportunity to do that.
Mm, that sounds nice. So can I ask you guys, I don't know a lot about NLP. What is it exactly?
Well, NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming.
Right.
It was designed and developed back in the 1970s by two primary figures, John Grinder and Richard Bandler. And the interesting thing, and this is one of the things that attracted me to this the most, was that they were in the business of people. So they had people coming to them, and it seemed like it was the revolving door approach to therapy. So it would be once a week, maybe daily, once a month, and so on. You'd see the same people all the time. So they had a passion to sort of break this cycle and not wanting to be the crutch for somebody. So they started looking around, and they discovered that there was a number of different therapists and professionals out there that worked with people that were getting tremendous results. So they, through their investigation, they were able to discover that the way they used language within the therapy setting was dissectable, and that including a bunch of different ideas about the way the mind stores and relates and holds information, they were able to develop NLP, and that's where the linguistic comes in, and then the programming part of it is with the different techniques that help to alter either drastically or slightly different programs or processes that the mind holds in place in order to affect a different result. So that's it in a nutshell. But
okay,
it's been developing. It's a morphing sort of field, and it's always looking for the best of the best. And if there's a new technique or a different process that is more effective or quicker, then it quickly gets adopted because of the nature of the field.
Okay. This sounds similar to some other stuff that that I learned years ago. Is it working with the mind and using physical exercises as well? I'm just trying to give a picture, a light general picture for the listeners if they don't know either. Or is it just on the mind?
Okay. Well, it's primarily mind work. And we use a lot of linguistics. We've learned the techniques of timeline therapy and hypnosis, which play a role in helping to make shifts. The way we use these techniques is we use the linguistic power of NLP to really get to the deep structure items of things or of problems or issues. And then we use the techniques of timeline therapy with hypnotic language patterns in order to basically eliminate or completely change thought processes in order to get more options. It's always an expansive thing, so you want to be able to create greater choices and options for people where they might have not seen those options or choices before. So cool. As far as the physical thing, we have a few techniques that do bring in a little bit of physical movement, but it's not large. If you were to think about physical movement like yoga or something like that, it doesn't go even that far.
Okay. All right, just to get an idea. So it's more mind. Okay, cool. So what actually brought, I know Ava's still in the background there, what actually brought you guys to NLPI? I'm sure you have different stories. Is that who you guys met?
Well, no, we actually met on eHarmony.
Oh, sweet. Love those stories.
A success story, yeah.
Yeah.
as far as NLP goes, NLP, I'll take complete responsibility for NLP being part of what we do, because Ava, we were in New Brunswick at the time, and with the work that she did, the cranial sacral therapy, she would travel to different communities when needed in order to see clients. So I would just tag along mainly as the driver, but I would take books with me, and I just happened to grab a book called Introducing NLP from Chapters, and I couldn't put this book down. And it's one of those moments in time where you finally realize what your purpose is. And Ava will tell the story about the change in me she saw just in that weekend of realizing that that's what I needed to do. So that was in around the summer of 2011, and we have never looked back.
Oh, wow. So this is fairly recent for you.
It is fairly new. I knew that there was always we were always on a path, and we've been together since 2006, and Ava's always told me that I was destined to be a healer and a helper of people. I just couldn't see it myself or how I was going to go about doing that.
Yeah, and I agree with that, too. I think a lot of people here are, and so we can look at, and that's even what I do in some of my workshops, too, is I look at everything in a person's life, and I can show them, you know, really that you can take all aspects of it in order to help others. But sometimes we're so busy trying to find ourselves, we can't see our own gifts. So good for you for seeing that. Oh, that's good stuff. So I'm dying to learn a little bit more about that. I know we're going to go into a commercial break very soon, so we're getting really close to that. So we've got about a minute. And just in like a quick sentence or two, would you share with us like what you found was be the most powerful thing that you found in yourself when you started doing NLP? Like, did you notice something within yourself right away, or did Ava notice it, or?
Well, I think for myself, the greatest thing that attracted me to it was the fact that this was a no-nonsense, down-to-business approach to assisting people. And in doing that, it also, fell true for us as well. And some of the techniques are just so lightning fast, it's almost mind-boggling, no pun intended, to get stuff done. So when you're ready for the change, it can be literally instant.
Wow. I'm going to have to ask you guys some questions right after the show, because it's so strange you're saying that. I literally feel like I'm going to walk through a veil the next couple of days.
That's right.
Yeah, so there we go. Okay, so we are on commercial. So I just want to remind everybody, we have guests today, Ava Shriver and Kevin Dunn from ShriverDunn.com. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Do you feel that you are in the right industry of serving others, yet you are not attracting as many clients as you would like? Magic happens when anyone brands their true self as the forefront of their business. I am currently looking for entrepreneurs who know they have a calling, yet feel as though something is missing. Yes, sometimes we're in our business every day that we can't see our own gifts and uniqueness, and that is where I come in. My gift as an entrepreneur is that I was struggling with the same issue, so I hired other business coaches to help me see what I couldn't. It was an enduring, difficult self-discovery, but it was well worth it. It catapulted me to capture my talents and use them to help other entrepreneurs. And here's how I can help you in a way that is so unique, authentic, and super fun. I am looking for guests to be live on my radio show who are willing to share what they feel is their biggest problem in their business. And I will help you figure out what is the core issue and catapult your business forward. Contact me, Tamron, through my host page on Let's Figure It Out Intimately on the Empowerment Channel now.
What does creme de la creme mean? It's the greatness of living, the willingness to be the best. It's living beyond what you know is possible with no limitation. Access Consciousness presents Creme de la Creme, a program that empowers you to choose and create the life you would like to have and entices you into being who you are, not who others would have you be. It's the best of the best. It's the finer things in life. It's brilliant. It's fun. It's exciting. Join us for Creme de la Creme every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You've tuned into Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaron. Want to be a guest live on her show? Email Tamaron at tamaron@figureitoutlive.com. If you'd like to call into today's program, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Intimately here on the Empowerment Channel. So, my guests today are Ava Shriver and Kevin Dunn of ShriverDunn.com. They are doing amazing work up there in Thunder Bay. And I just want to remind you guys, if you'd like to check out my website, it's TamaronsPlace.com. I've got a few events coming up, but what we do have every 2 weeks is what we call our Build Your Business Gathering Support Group. It's very amazing. What happens with this, it's what we call our low-end gathering. It's just letting people come and share. No big ticket items. It's only $12 to join. It's from 1 to 2:30 every second Wednesday, so our next meeting is on Wednesday, April the 30th. And basically, you come in with a problem. You are an entrepreneur, or maybe you're somebody who wants to be an entrepreneur, and you literally come in with a problem. We discuss who you are. We define your elevator speech every 2 weeks in that 90 minutes, and everybody gets a chance to actually share what they're going through, and as a group, we work together. So this is not a networking group where you come in, hand us your business card, and you walk away. You literally are part of that gathering, and very successful what happens there. So with that in mind, just want to remind you that I'm also doing that in Norville, Ontario, which is just outside of Georgetown, on Tuesday, April the 29th. I've been asked to speak and do that same group gathering there. So I'm moving around. I'm moving around Ontario, sharing my ideas with people and how to work together for entrepreneurs. So we've got Ava and Kevin still on the line. Thank you again, guys, for coming out. I'm really fascinated by this NLP. Like I was saying earlier and speaking a bit more with Kevin there, I've heard of NLP a lot, and I bet a lot of other people have also heard as well but don't know enough about it. So I'm really curious to know, why did you guys choose this path with your business to help people transform their lives? Like, what was that big defining moment for you guys?
Well, I can honestly say that after having been a therapist for the past 12 years, working with people, working with their unconscious mind, but working with them through the modality of craniosacral therapy and somato-emotional release, and getting absolutely wonderful results, when I learned NLP and realized there was a faster way to do it, I was completely gobsmacked. I literally spent the first training with my mouth hanging open, just looking at the instructor saying, seriously? It can be done that fast? And so that was convincing enough for me to say, hey, you know what? We need to go down this path. As powerful as craniosacral therapy is, and it is my passion, I love to do it, but I was at the place in my life and in my practice where I wanted to help people get results the fastest. And this was, as far as I knew, the best way to do it. And so Kevin and I said, let's do it. Let's embark on this big adventure. Let's take the bull by the horns and let's have the greatest impact that we possibly can in the world. And so that's what we're doing.
That sounds awesome. So how long does it, I'm curious, because, I mean, you guys actually do trainings and you actually offer the actual consultation, what is it, you call it, a consultation for people?
it's consulting, it's therapy, it's really, it's whatever you want to call it. But the reality is it gets results. So we just say that we help people to transform their minds, which can take them absolutely anywhere.
Okay, so just for like the average person, how long is a session like to help someone so they can get an idea of this?
Well, the sessions can range. They can be done as quickly as the person needs to, or as long as the person needs to. Typically speaking, when the person's ready for change and it's been identified and they know, you know, something's just not working and I got to do something about it, when they're ready, it can be literally 8 to 10 hours and it's done.
Okay.
It's literally that fast. It's not a drawn out process. We could certainly break up those hours over a number of days, or, you know, twice a week, or however it works out best for the client. But no kidding aside, it's literally, it can be that quickly.
Wow. Do you normally work like an hour or two at a time, a few times a week? Or like, I'm just trying to get an idea if someone says, oh, I want to learn, like, are they going to take a day out of their life, or they got to spend an hour with you initially? Or,
well, typically what we've done in the past is we've done what you might call breakthrough sessions with people.
Right.
So we would spend, there's actually been times we've spent 10 hours in one day working with somebody.
Wow.
Because they were ready for their change. They totally wanted it done. And we just went after it. I call that intensive therapy.
Mm-hmm. I'll say.
But realistically, I mean, here's the thing. You know, we've had things happen to us where, even on our travels, we met this wonderful couple from England when we were on the train going to Murudeshwar in India, and a total chance encounter, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what ended up happening is we just got to know them, and they were very open, and they liked to share, and we heard their life story. So what we did was we just spoke to them with linguistics, and there was nothing intrusive about it. It was just us using the language that we know that gets results. And just by talking to them in a certain way, with no therapy session intended, just simply using our linguistics, they were able to make huge transformations that we got the feedback from them. They said, you've totally changed our lives. And we said, but we were just having dinner with you.
Yeah.
You know, so it really truly can happen that easily. And interestingly enough, Cameron, we had that happen just 3 weeks ago. We were sitting with somebody and he was sharing with us. It was actually part of a detailed personal history, which is what we do with people. We spend a lot of time doing that because it helps us to get to the deeper structures of issues.
Mm-hmm.
But what was interesting is that we hadn't even started the quote unquote therapy part of the session, and he came back to us the next day and said, my life is totally transformed, and oh my God. And we chuckled because we said, okay, that's great. We really haven't even done a whole lot, but that's awesome.
Yeah, I hear you. And that's what people say to me,
it's
too.
It's when, like, people are ready,
yeah,
when they're ready for their change, and
yeah,
when you're working with them at an unconscious level,
yeah,
changes can be instant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So strange.
Awesome.
Like, I have you guys as guests on my show, and I don't know. I feel, like I was saying before the break to Kevin, I feel like I was going to walk through a veil this week.
That's right.
I know. So there is no coincidence that you guys are on my show. So, yes. Very exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
So share with me some other, you know, as you guys are talking, you know, it's interesting, you guys are saying what you do, and yet that's what I do with people. When I work with people in my little business programs and more in their personal program, I do the same thing. There's no set way of doing anything. It's an organic process. I just start asking people questions, and they just tell me things. But what happens for me is they tend to tell me things that they've never told anybody else. And it's not because I ask the questions. It just seems to happen. And that's why I even call my show That's Figured Out Intimately, because people tend to be very open with me, and they feel safe and comfortable because I've done so much work on myself as well. And it is a journey. I don't believe there's a place where we get to. You know, it's an ongoing journey. But the deeper I go, I find it's easier for people. It just seems to happen. But as you're sharing some of your stories, have you ever thought of putting together an actual program of questions that you could ask people, not so much in their personal life, but maybe towards taking their life and building a business for them, like helping them create a business that's designed specifically for them? Because I feel a lot of people are wanting to be entrepreneurs, or they're being forced to be entrepreneurs because so many people are losing their jobs in the corporate world.
Well, I guess I'll take an answer at that one, Tamron. Absolutely. The really cool thing about the tools that we have is that they really address all areas of life. So if someone is looking for a change, they're looking for maybe different results in business, maybe they do want to embark on a business, but they're not entirely sure what, all the tools that we have in our toolbox allow us to get down to the nitty-gritty about what makes that person tick. And when we look at limiting decisions and mindsets that could potentially hold someone back, we really need to get to the deep structure of things. Once we clear away the clutter, then someone can regain or gain more clarity and maybe even and come to the answer themselves as to what they want to do. I mean, we have a process where you can discover your life's purpose, and all the information is coming from your unconscious mind.
Yep.
It's just about you taking the moment to listen to it.
Yeah.
And once you listen to it and acknowledge it, then you can make a plan. So all the tools that we have are designed to do that. So we linguistically clear away the clutter. Some of the techniques we use, especially with timeline therapy, we're able to really eliminate and change perceptions on things, or people are able to change perceptions on events that have happened in the past, whenever or wherever they might have been. And once the clutter's gone, that frees up energy to be able to focus on what someone really, really wants in life. So
yeah.
It's a really big package, but the combination of the different tools that we have are really good for any area of life. It's not necessarily just for personal things. It's for relationships, personal development, spirituality, business for sure, if you want to be an entrepreneur, family, relationships, all different areas. Health and fitness in particular is really, really powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very fascinating. So, and I like how you use that expression, tools in your toolbox. That's one of mine. So I would say,
yeah,
people, as many tools you got in that toolbox, use them.
That's right.
Yeah, especially with all the energy going on the planet right now. It's so fascinating what people are going through. And I find if you are a healer or you're an energy worker, you know, doing ever what is in the planet, that's what I say to people is, like, we have to stay in check, because if we're not, we're getting off balance and we don't feel like, you know, we can function and do our jobs and whatever. So very cool stuff. Now, would you be able to share, I know you've shared, you know, a couple of experiences that you've had with your clients, and you said they come from all around the world. What do you think is the biggest problem that people present you with? Do you see a pattern? Like, do you attract a certain pattern of people? I know for me, I attract a certain type of people, and I had to really notice that and honor it, because, again, it was a reflection of my life, so that's what makes it feel safe. But what do you guys find?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, Tamron, because I found that before I even started the NLP process, when I was doing craniosacral, I would find an issue would come up in my own life, and then next thing you know, boom, I'd have all these clients coming to me that were dealing with the same exact issue.
Oh, yeah. It's like literally the next day.
Yeah,
right?
It's so
yeah.
Cool. And actually, it took until I did my NLP training to understand that that's actually projection.
Yes.
So it's like you talked about the mirror, and so really, it's our perceptions become our projections.
Yep.
And so I found that before, and what I found since is that the primary thing I would have to say that we saw the most of over the last few years is people coming with worthiness issues.
Yeah.
Really feeling like they are lacking worth and lacking not deserving to move on with their lives or to accept any greatness into their lives. And believe it or not, it goes even deeper than that. We had a lot of people show up, and again, this was a projection of mine a few years ago that I didn't know until after, but we had people showing up who, when you got to the deeper structures of what their surface problems were, they didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
Now, they weren't saying they wanted to kill themselves. They were saying, I don't want to be here.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, there's a big difference. But interestingly enough, it was a couple of months later when I was at another training that I had my aha moment and went, oh, my God, that was my projection because yeah. I didn't want to be here. And I had felt that since I had a near-death experience when I was 2.5 and didn't even know that that's what had happened until I had the realization and went, oh my God, that was from me. That was my projection. So of course I dealt with it very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to share. You're speaking exactly my aha moment this morning, sitting at an airport. I had that same aha this morning and I went to, on Tuesday nights, I go to a Kundalini dance class. It's not yoga. It's you move through each chakra every night or every week. So this is so interesting you're saying this. Last night we were working through the solar plexus chakra. So it's all about being seen in the world, right? It's all about your self-worth. And so that's the chakra we were working on last night. And so I was sharing at the end of the session with because we do a little share, and I said, you know, I just came out of a meeting yesterday morning before I went to the class, and I said I was sitting there, and this man was wanting to, collaborate businesses together. And then on the way out, he was showing me all the people that he had worked with, and he was pulling some big names, like big politicians, and I was blown away. And so in the car, I was going home, and I'm going, wow, I am of that caliber, right? And so I was sharing this last night. And so we were talking about seeing our own light and seeing the light in each of us. And this morning when I was sitting there, I thought to myself, wow, the reason why I was there was for me to see my own light, not to go, aha, because my first reaction was, wow, this guy's amazing. But I didn't see that in myself. So it was fascinating how I realized sitting there this morning going, no, it was me that needed to see that about me. I am of that caliber, right? So exactly
Absolutely.
What you're talking about, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing, too, is that they have proven that that when a healer is giving their energy, they're actually getting more back.
Yeah.
And so, to me, it's kind of in the same way where that was being reflected back to you to help you to realize your own greatness.
Yeah. That's exactly what I realized this morning. I was sitting, I was thinking about it. And I shifted in that class last night because it's such a powerful, I mean, I've done all kinds of stuff. I'm sure you guys have done that too, eh? Like when you're in this line of work, you do different things and you study different things. But I find this Kundalini dance is actually, it's faster and it's more, it's better to me than a yoga class. It's very
well. It sounds to me like you're freeing up energy, right?
Yeah, because you're moving your body. Like even with yoga, but yoga it's breath work. But this is it's very tribal, and you dance like you. Oh yeah, we are going to a commercial break, so I will share a little bit more with that with you after the break. And when we get back, we're going to close the show because you guys have a lot of great things going on. I know you want to talk about what's happening in Thunder Bay. So I just want to remind my listeners, this is Tamron. My guests today are Ava Shriver and Kevin Dunn of ShriverDunn.com. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Yeah. Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Do you feel that you are in the right industry of serving others, yet you are not attracting as many clients as you would like? Magic happens when anyone brands their true self as the forefront of their business. I am currently looking for entrepreneurs who know they have a calling, yet feel as though something is missing. Yes, sometimes we're in our business every day that we can't see our own gifts and uniqueness, and that is where I come in. My gift as an entrepreneur is that I was struggling with the same issue, so I hired other business coaches to help me see what I couldn't. It was an enduring, difficult self-discovery, but it was well worth it. It catapulted me to capture my talents and use them to help other entrepreneurs. And here's how I can help you in a way that is so unique, authentic, and super fun. I am looking for guests to be live on my radio show who are willing to share what they feel is their biggest problem in their business. And I will help you figure out what is the core issue and catapult your business forward. Contact me, Tamron, through my host page on Let's Figure It Out Intimately on the Empowerment Channel now.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
You've tuned into Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to be a guest live on her show? Email Tamron at tamron@figureitoutlive.com. If you'd like to call into today's program, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and my guests today are Ava Shriver and Kevin Dunn of ShriverDunn.com. So guys, the show goes by so fast all the time, and I know you guys have so much more to share. You're just about ready to launch something special. Would you like to share that with us? What's going on?
Well, we've got a grand opening coming up at our new facility here in Thunder Bay. It's called the Mind Vault. Mm. And it was a little bit of a inspiration that hit while we were standing in the place because it is actually an old bank.
Oh, cool.
And, it's really cool. So the first thing you see across the hall when you walk in the door is the opening to the vault with the bars and everything of the open door. So we're just standing there and say, this is the mind vault. And it's an interesting play on words because the mind holds so much. And it's about opening that up and discovering what the gold that's in there.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, the mind can certainly vault over obstacles as required. So we've got an opening coming up next week. We're super excited about it. We've got a number of offices and boardroom and that kind of facility that we are going to make available to people to be able to rent and work on themselves and work on business. And it's super exciting.
Great. What do you guys... who are, just for the people listening, when you say renting, you might as well, you know, spell it there. Is there any type of people looking forward to rent who might be listening or who might know somebody? Or what type of people are you looking for specifically?
Well, what we're doing, Tamron, is we're actually going to be allowing socialpreneurs, is what we call them, healers, or people who are change makers that want to make a difference in the world. We're going to open up our space to them to become a part of the community. Now, this was kind of a secret, and we hadn't divulged that information yet, but that's okay. We'll let your listeners be the first to know that, because this is something that's very new to Thunder Bay, and we recognize that there's a need to have space for people to use on a part-time basis, because as we talked about before, when people are aspiring to be entrepreneurs, oftentimes they'll start a little home-based business, or they'll, you know, if they're counselors or social workers, they might take some clients that they see just at home, or someone that they see just maybe once or twice a month. So they might need a space just for very, very short terms. And so what we want to do is we want to allow our space to be utilized in that way. The main thing is that we just want them to be people who are change makers, people who want to make a difference in the world. I mean, that's our real major criteria. Mm-hmm. And so with that, that's what we're doing with our space. We're really excited about it because we know there's a need. There's a huge need. Yep. And we figure it's one of those things where if you build it, they will come. And the reason that we say that is because we know that as soon as we open it up for people, that then it's going to get the ball rolling and it's going to get people to want to come in. We're going to open the doors up to the community and say, come in and join and be a part of the community and let's collaborate and let's co-create.
Yeah, and that's what's really going on in the world right now. So kudos to you guys for doing that because it's true. You know, I remember way back when I was, you know, looking in the industry of, you know, healing and doing energy work and stuff like that. And when it does happen to you and you know that you're going to use it in your life and potentially make a business out of it, what might actually prevent people from moving forward is just that feeling of overwhelm, thinking, oh, God, I have to get a rent. You know, I have to rent a big space because, I mean, places don't just let you rent something for a day or whatever. And, like, do you have the money? Do you have the people coming in? So it's part of that process. So you guys are really filling a gap there.
We know that we are. And we're excited about it because we know that just by opening our space up to that, then what we're doing is we're actually, on an energy level, it's a much greater opening, right?
Yeah.
And I think that we're not just making an impact on our own facility and on our own business, but we're making, a huge impact on the community. It's really, you know what? One thing that I've noticed over the years is that there does tend to be that competitiveness between different practitioners. And I think that, you know, it never sat well with me. And so for me, this is my way of saying, let's let that go and let's move forward working together, sharing, and really truly making that leap forward in becoming a part of that greater community instead of feeling so isolated and, you know, that's my client and I don't want to share that client because I might lose them. And you know, I know that those fears are there because I've been there many years ago and I've seen it happen a lot. So we're just hoping to maybe mitigate that a little bit more and really just open people up from their heart and just say, we're all kind of trying to do the same thing, so why don't we do it together?
That sounds interesting. And I actually did a radio show topic specifically on that about a month ago. So I'll have to share with you what day it was because, and I had someone call into and, it's very interesting when people change their mindset, which is what you guys talk about, even in business. And I just took a very basic, simple spiritual practice that I've used in my personal life and I applied it to business. And when I did that, I saw a huge shift in my own business. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so and again, it is the mind. So, and when you've got to work together, if you want to build a community, whether you're building, you know, like your own business community, you're actually involved in a community and you have competitors and you might have someone right next to you doing the same thing, how do you work together? So there we go. So I'll have to share that with you after the show, what show date that was. But very interesting concept. Now, I know we're getting close to the end of the show. We still have a bit of time, though. We've still got a few minutes. Is there anything else you guys like to share? I know we talked a little bit before you were talking about some of the people that, you know, that you felt were coming in and it based on, you know, what it was that you were going through. I'm just curious as to what type, I know you work with a lot of healers and energy worker like that, but what do you see a pattern other than the self-worth work that are people that are coming to you that you help? Like, is there anything else like age, you know, what they want to do, or maybe is there a common thing that they've struggled with in the past? Like, I'm just wondering if some of our listeners might want to contact you if they feel that that is who they are as well.
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges that we've noticed is health for people. Everybody wants greater health. It's unfortunate that the way the health system has gone has been to decide to reduce the body complex down to the level of a machine. And when they do that, what ends up happening is they then say, well, you can't fix it. Someone else, you got to take your car to the garage to get it fixed. You can't do that yourself. So one thing we have noticed is that everybody wants greater health, or they have health challenges that they want to work on. There's tremendous research being done right now by powerhouse people like Dr. Joe Dispenza and Dr. Bruce Lipton, who have been on The Secret and, you know, What the Bleep Do We Know, that are basically disproving the fact that this mindset that exists with regards to the body not capable of fixing itself without outside intervention, and I'm not, certainly not saying that outside intervention in certain circumstances might be required, but generally speaking, the body is designed to heal itself. It knows. It has an inherent intelligence to it. And when we can create in ourselves the right environment, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, then health can exist as a blueprint. It knows that. So what we've seen is we've seen a lot of people that come to us as well with health challenges. How do I do this? How can I fix myself? We worked with a lady that had that was scared to death by the back surgeon, basically said, you are an emergency case, sign here. If you are paralyzed during the operation, which will be next week, then it's not my fault. Then she was beside herself. She didn't. And you listen to the language that is being presented here, things like statements like, you should be in a wheelchair. If someone chooses to believe that, or you have 6 weeks to live, if someone chooses to take that and internalize it, guess what? They will follow those instructions, and 6 weeks later, they're gone, or lo and behold, they're in a wheelchair. So
I agree.
When we work with the mind and the body complex from a holistic viewpoint, we can then create the environment, or help the person create the environment on all levels that will allow that natural health blueprint to emerge. And we talk a lot about energy and stuff, but certain things exist on an energy level. How did that cancer exist? It exists on an energy level. Mm-hmm. So if we change the energy and the thoughts and the beliefs and attitudes surrounding that, everything starts and ends in the mind. And when we do that up top or up above, in our mind, then we can change that energy pattern and consequently get results. So as of right now, the lady we work with back issues, she actually traveled to India with us. She ended up doing yoga and running up and down the Himalayan mountains and has never looked back, ever. She canceled the operation. She said, I'm not doing this. You're not cutting me open. I'm going to heal myself. And you know what? The body does respond to that.
That's amazing. Amazing yeah. story, Kevin. And you know what? It is that time. I would love to know more about you guys. I'm going to follow you when you work, so I just want to remind the listeners. Ava Shriver and Kevin Dunn of ShriverDunn.com. So thank you guys for sharing all this wonderful information. I hope you have great success on your launch next week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks, Cameron.
Thanks, Ava. I just want to say to my guests or to my listeners, I want to thank you guys for taking the time out to spend it with us today here on the show, and I hope you've resonated with us in some way or you feel compelled to listen again or share this recorded version with your friends. And always remember that my life is the same as yours. I'm not perfect. I'm just human, and I'm this crazy chick who just wants to have more fun in her life without ever having to give up any of my personal boundaries, and I want to be respected in my life as well. I needed to learn how to communicate, share, and laugh at myself, and most of all, listen to the needs of the people that I cared about so that I really received the life that I fantasized about when I was young, and I didn't create it the first time around. But I certainly found the tools to create what I want now. That is exactly what I love to do the most, is to pass that knowledge to you, my listeners. So thanks again for listening, and hope you remember to come back next week. I've got Nikki Clark of the Nikki Clark Show in Toronto joining us. And, so we will figure things out intimately here together. So cheers for now.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Please join Tamaran again next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Again.